All right, welcome to the Wash Eagle Cast. This is number one. This is the Wash Eagle Cast for the 2025 season. And my name is Joey Lancaster. I'm some part of the marketing here for Wash Eagle. I'm here with one of the owner operators, Ryan Huffman. And what we wanted to do is give you guys another opportunity to either see what's going on behind the scenes here at Wash Eagle, all the things that go into making a season happen, making the national happen, as well as just giving you guys another opportunity to consume some of the information that you're getting, not necessarily from the social media side of things, but also just stuff that you need to know, changes that are coming. And we're going to be posting this. It's the Wash Eagle Cast. So we'll have this up on Wash Eagle MX Park. PK.com, the Wash Eagle website. And so, yeah, we'll get into this. So, Ryan, I know talking with you, you've been like, hey, this is great. Whatever we can do to get more information out there. I mean, your phone's been ringing off the hook. This is, we're talking, this is Friday before kind of the, it's a soft opening weekend here at Wash Eagle for the, this is season 54 that we're getting into here. 54 years of doing dirt bike action here at Wash Eagle. This weekend we have, of course, this is Friday. This won't be up and airing after this weekend, but we've started to do some fun stuff with the grass track to try to give people more opportunities to ride. And then this weekend this is the first time that I can remember that Wash Eagle is going to open with a grass on the main track.
Yeah, I don't think people would be ready for that, but I believe in the late 70s, early 80s, they did actually used to plant grass off season, and it kind of started over that way. But, you know, since we've gone strong with motocross up here in 87, I don't think it's seen grass back on it.
Right, right. So, yeah, season 54. So, yeah, what we want to do is we want to do this monthly. It's the Wash Eagle Cast. We're going to be looking into events that are coming up, changes that we need to make. We also, if you guys have questions that you guys want us to cover too, email info@washeaglemxpk.com. And if you have some good questions that you want us to cover, maybe it's how maybe we prep the track for certain days, how we prep the track for a rain day, where all the dirt went, all of these things, you know. So
I mean, where does the dirt go?
No, the dirt, and I tell every old timer this, is I say, hey, it's your fault. If you have any problems with dirt at any track in the Northwest, go to the next to their shop, all that dirt's sitting there from when they wash their bike single time. They never brought it back. But anyhow, we want to try to keep it fun, at least give you guys another way to consume some information and get you guys in the know for this. So we got a list of stuff we're going to run through. Again, this is the season 54 at Wash Eagle, and we're getting into, I mean, basically it's like, if you look at, we have posted this year's schedule. So the schedule's up. First Classic 7 races are going to be right there at the end of April. That's April 26th. Some cool events that are going to be here this year, and a lot of these events have been here every year, but Classic 7, obviously, that's our local Wash Eagle series that'll happen. Loretta Lynn qualifiers will be coming through. Norks, if you're into the off-road side, Norks is going to be super fun. Northwest Vetamax, that's the old Oregon Old Timers, the longest running Old Timers Club. That's been rebranded as Northwest Vetamax. The amateur nationals leading into the Wash Eagle motocross national that'll be happening here. Also, Northwest Challenge. I know you could probably chat about that a little bit with on the vintage side of things.
Yeah, I mean, we get to that race. A buddy of mine, Ryan Stevenson, that's always been into the vintage. As we became friends, we started riding bikes there. And we all know Brian Barnes was involved with it heavy with Chris Celia. And it's kind of went away between the two things going on there. One being busy with work and we're just trying to restart it, get it going again, and get the vintage guys something to look forward to at Wash Eagle again.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, personally, my favorite is when we had it in the field back in the day, because I feel vintage, that's just old school. You're racing and you starts at grass, starts to berm up. I know a lot of people do love the national track too, the full track and riding vintage bikes on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because in the old school, you got the Wash Eagle track that used to get rougher than we see it today, and it was those vintage guys. But in today's world, we build the jumps and the vintage bikes don't quite like it.
Right.
But we got room around the whoops now. We got some ideas to actually run it on the big track. There's some thoughts. Maybe we do something with the grass track or a GP throughout it. You know, so we're still working on the final ideas to bring up more of the old school stuff, but still obviously, you know, know, you want to keep it to Washougal, the track, and pleasing everybody from both sides is kind of tough, but we're going to run with our ideas and yep. I think do the best we can there.
Yep. And then 125 Dream Race coming up.
I know somebody knows info on that.
Right now, I think most evenings I'm staring at my ceiling wondering what this year's theme is going to be. I have a couple of good ones planned possibly, but we'll see what happens there.
I'm looking over at my hat right now and I'm wondering if you can beat that logo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we all want to know.
It was a good, of course, Top Gun is going to be happening again at Washougal, and then a new event that I would encourage a lot of you guys to check out, and this will kind of move us into some stuff that we're going to be talking about, but there is the Pit in the Woods event, which was the inaugural one was this last year. It was super cool, and it was great seeing all the Washougal, I should say, it's our younger Washougal staff that's putting that on, and that's great to give them a kind of tip of the hat as they did great last year. So, so all of that, you can go to washougalmxpk.com, click on events, and you'll be able to see that schedule. And as you scroll through that, obviously, hats off to Garrett at Adrenaline Designs. He's a big person behind the scenes here for Washougal. He has redone the website information. He sees a lot of the social media graphic design he does. So hats off to Garrett too. He's another big person behind the scenes here at Washougal that he really only gets down here a couple times a year because he's lives up north. You know, he's also behind the Duval Engineering, which is, you know, Duval's has been a great sponsor for a long time here at Washougal. But check out the new website. You can click on events there as we get into ticket information, as well as some of the other stuff. And we're going to go through some of the sponsors here, but and you can help me out with this too, Ryan. But we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors that are coming back here for 2025. There's also still room for sponsors. And I know it's been one of those things that we obviously have the national here. Not, you know, it's kind of hard to be a sponsor for the regular season here and still link you into that. Sometimes the national is a bit bigger of a beast to get that stuff connected through. But we just want to say that there's still plenty of opportunity here at the track. If you want to reach out, info@washougalmxpk.com, or, you know, myself or Ryan can help you out with all that stuff. But top of the list is motorsport.com. They've been a big part of this, of Washougal for years. And it's Bryce and the whole team over there has been great to work with, and they've been a good partner for us. I mean, and yourself too, Ryan, for a long time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, all of our Classic 7 series and on the local side, it's been amazing. And they do a lot of the little commercials here and little hangout deals for ads and all that. So it's really neat to see, you know, us out there because of them. And then, you know, what they do for us and, well, really not even us, for the rider.
Yeah.
You know, $20, $50 cards, all that stuff is like a real dollar bill. It's not just 5% off. They really like to do stuff that the riders like, and I really appreciate them.
You know, and as I read through a lot of these sponsors, like a lot of them are personal friends and, like, you know, people that have been into the track forever and they support the track. But, I mean, Fox Racing has been a sponsor even before I came aboard, right? It's been a long time, right? 25, we're probably pushing 30 some years now, which has always been great to be a part of Washougal. McCord's Vancouver Toyota has been good. It's always great to be a part of them. They help out with track vehicles. Peterson Cat, I mean, we couldn't have a track basically without them, right?
Can't push dirt.
Right. And so, and I, you know, I've spent some time in some of the, you know, the newer Cats that we have, and it kind of blows me away the technology that Cat has there. So we want to say thanks to Peterson Cat on that. McGovern Metals, like Pat, longtime friend of yours.
Yeah.
You know, he's the smiling, jolly guy in the pits that you always see, and he's back every year. So we want to say thanks to him too.
Yeah, it is cool. It's cool that, you know, our relationship goes way back, but he likes to sponsor the track, and really something that you helped get started. But he likes the Ralph's Little Racers. That's what got his attention, and now he's, you know, at a private level, or if you know, non-moto in a sense, big sponsor.
Yeah, and Ralph's Little Racers, if you don't know about that, that's something that we want to invite all those new 50 kids to the track, and basically it gives you an opportunity to come race Washougal. That sponsor pays for your entry, and you really get to see what Washougal has to offer, and we always want to see more kids up here on the P-Dub 50s.
I mean, on that, Joey, I just want to say there's weekends where, and I'm just very blessed, or the track is, you know, where you've had Washington Foundations, and, you know, all weekend they're riding free.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's 90 entries, 100 entries.
Yeah.
You know, between the 2 days. And so I just, it's a cool purpose, you know.
Yeah.
You get a link to my dad. You brought it up with Fox.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Fox Fox's Ralph's Little Racers, I think is
well, that's what started it, but it's cool to keep that ball rolling.
Yep, you got Sims Electric, a few people like that that throw in extra just to be a piece of that. So it's really cool.
Right. And then, of course, long time, I mean, one of the bigger icons in the industry with here in the Northwest, at least, is Motorsport Hillsboro. They've not, you know, helped out a lot of, I mean, name the fast riders that have come through, you know, the not necessarily just this region, but the country. And Motorsport Hillsboro, if you've ever, I mean, if you're ever bored and you want to go somewhere, I mean, that place is a museum in itself of cool memorabilia, but the whole, you know, the staff and everybody at Motorsport Hillsboro has been awesome. And if you're looking to get a new bike or, you know, gear for yourself, go and check it out. Still one of the shops in the area that still uses radio commercials. I still hear his commercials
every
once in a while.
He does. Yeah.
But yeah, hats off to Scott Russell and the whole Motorsport Hillsboro team. Of course, Fusion Graphics. I mean, I always say like Fusion Graphics will make you look fast even when you're not, which is great as I get older, as both of us get older and slower.
Yeah. And you know, with Fusion too, it's like, they like to fly under the radar. You know, they'll do a wrap on the truck, you know, to the sponsors all involved, and they'll put their logo on there small. You know, they don't ever ask for a lot like from us, but we can't say enough about them, what they do, from the signage that's built, the trophies, different graphic ideas. I mean,
well, that's a good point. A lot of people don't realize that Fusion Graphics probably makes, I don't know what, 75% of the trophies for all the tracks in the Northwest, maybe somewhere around there. Not to mention a lot of the dirt track racing stuff. I know Tyson was doing RC car stuff. Yeah, a lot. So yeah, those guys are top notch. Monster Energy Drink. If you know any sort of racing, you obviously know Monster. We want to thank those guys again for coming back and still allowing, I don't know how many Monster cans we've gone through so far, but, they definitely get their testing in here at Washougal. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. We got a few left in the Connex box. It'll come out soon.
Yep. Above All Accounting, they've been a longtime supporter here at Washougal, and I mean, that family specifically, I mean, you could talk to about them. They've been here forever, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm sure plenty use them from what I've heard anyways for their accounting and tax purposes. But honestly, this is the first year they're coming on board as a true sponsor, which is kind of odd, but I feel like we've already had that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's like another kind of cool personal one that's coming in and going to be a part of the season this year.
Yeah, so it's great to see that, yeah, the Heckman family's back at the track again and now in a actual full-length sponsorship. So Sims Electric, and, I mean, as you know, that those of you that are lucky enough to be able to plug in throughout the year you know, here at Washougal, those are the guys that keep the lights on, let's say, here at Washougal. Hero Fence coming on board this year. Obviously, we've had to do a ton of fence work, and those guys actually have been really excited to help us here at Washougal.
Yeah.
And, you know, a tip of the hat to them, but they asked how else they could help, and we said, oh, hey, we're always going to need fencing, right?
Yeah.
Motorcycles tend to go into fences, so.
Yep. And we'll get into fencing a little later, or not fencing, but some of the stuff that goes with it, and those guys stepping up and helping that lead into, you know, where motocross is going with insurance.
Yep. Dunlop Tires, of course, it's always been Dunlop Horsepower Hill since the day I was a kid. Even back into your pro career with Dunlop, but they've never blinked an eye. Support Washougal. We want to give a thumbs up to Dirt Bandit, who Dirt Bandit's coming back a little bit bigger this year. If, you know, take everything you know about Simple Green and throw that in the dumpster, and Dirt Bandit made locally in here. Of course, Duval Engineering, they've been around forever. Adrenaline Design, that's Garrett. He does all of our back-end work. And then I'm throwing this one out there, but MotoTheNorthwest.com.
I mean,
you didn't even know about that one yet.
Yeah, but I mean, I hope so, actually. It's kind of a given.
Yeah, but
we need to get the logo on here. I got some notes, so we better get that logo on here.
Yep. But yeah, so talking about kind of what's new, this is season 54, the sponsors. We wanted to talk about kind of, you know, the schedules posted. I think probably the biggest thing, a lot of people was like, there was a little turmoil there with the year end awards. And I know that was something to be loud and clear. We've learned, we want to make it's hard. You know, we had a weather obviously push that in the wrong direction this year for us,
I mean, that's on me. I'll be honest. I'm very, you know, just blown away at the amount of riders that stuck to our series last year and finding a venue to fit everybody. We, you know, doing Klotman's Farms would have been great. yeah. you know, but we weren't going to fit everybody in there and feed everybody. So we were going to work. What do we do? Yeah. Found something that didn't work out. And, you know, I could have got a post out there a little bit earlier, just saying what I was trying to do. Instead, I was trying to find the place to go. And then we find the school again. We'd, oh, wow. We used to do the school. They can hold yep. us all. And then due to weather, they punched us out. So, you know, this year, on our schedule, the weekend after Top Gun will be a practice on Saturday for the Classic 7 Series racers. Then we'll do our awards that night. Obviously, it's the first SMX, so we got something to watch. So hopefully we get those Supercross lovers that love our awards in January, yeah. and we get the you know, the old school people that really want it right at the end. I think this year we're going to kind of cover both ends.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think it's – yeah, so obviously we learned our lesson on that. We want to go back to doing it right at the end of the Classic 7 Series season and make that special for everybody. You will be able to pick up your awards, though, for this last year. It's going to be the first round this year.
Yeah, I think that Saturday night, I guess there'll probably still be some Supercross going on, you know, end of April. And, yeah. you know, we have the makeup round if it does rain out the first weekend. So between one of those two and we'll have the awards and, you know, we've got Fox, Dunlop Tires. We've got the goodies from motorsport.com.
Yep.
It's all, yeah, so it didn't, it's all piled it, in my garage.
It, did, yeah, ready, it didn't go.
Know, or Connex box. Yeah, well, I shouldn't tell everybody where it is.
Yeah, but, it didn't go away, yeah. but it's just yep. being rescheduled into the season. So if you're yep. lucky, you did Classic 7 last year. You're racing Classic 7 this year. You're yeah. going to have two awards banquets to go to if you look at it that way.
Yeah,
I'm a cups half full type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. we're going to make it work. We're going to grow and get better. You know, this year just caught us off guard and then the cancellation. But, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Moving
all
on.
Right. Yeah, but we want to say thanks to all of you racers yeah. that keep coming to Classic 7. And we want to continue to make that better and better and better as we move into the future here at Washougal. So then talking about kind of what's new, you talked about a lot of maybe the let's talk about just the infrastructure that was put into this track last year to help make the National better, to help make the flow of some of the traffic better throughout Washougal. We chatted a little bit about fencing. How many feet of fencing was put in off the top of your head?
You remember?
This isn't on our notes, so I'm pulling.
I mean, it's both sides of the track, mile and a half, you know,
yeah.
or 1.2 miles. And we had to do, you know, half to two thirds, and
yeah.
that's a lot. You know, we did, thanks to Hero Fence, we were able to get that true 9-gauge good Cyclone, and a lot of it with their sponsorship per foot. That's quite spendy, but they made it work for us, and that's just, you know, better. It's stronger. It's safer. It's just,
yeah.
it's the route to go. So we're, but I mean, the numbers are high, you know,
right.
but it's worth it. This year, you know, hopefully we can just touch up and clean up.
Right.
And not quite have the spend we had there last year, but it
yeah.
was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah. It looks cleaner. And I think to the untrained eye, you there's some taller fencing around, right?
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit harder to dip over and look at it. We were able to move. I mean, part of the whoops, like you don't notice unless you really look, but the whoops, the fencing had to be moved back
yep.
a few feet, right, to give more area down below, which you talked about that earlier, though, for VetMX, like that might be an option for them, right,
yeah.
to race. But even
yeah.
when I was telling you, I was like, hey, so is there a reason why we have Crandall run, now that we have all this room here, is there a
oh.
reason why Crandall
oh.
has to run through the pits with his cat? And you're like, oh, good, yeah,
I mean,
good thought.
That was pretty funny because when we said it to him, he looks up at it the next lap, he's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was right in front of my eyes every time I
yeah,
turn
we
left.
Don't have to move all these
yeah.
people to get
yeah.
through here. So,
yeah.
So yeah, that was added in. There was a lot of work on, in the pro pit area, flattening,
yeah.
taking out a few trees, giving more parking for those guys there.
Yeah.
But even our regular racers that come on a regular weekend, now there's more flat parking for everybody that likes to bring their RVs and their trailers and all of that stuff. So there's
yeah.
a lot of work done over there.
Yeah, lots of gravel. And just quick story, gravel came, you know, here comes the regional. We're working on all that over there, X amount of trees down, you know, some raw dirt.
Yep.
And what do? Rain. Not on the regional. We had a great regional, but leading into it. And those big, you know, there's some big rigs that come in for the
right.
regional. So I started ordering gravel, and it just looked good. And we know it lasts long. We've had some gravel over in the pro pits, so we
yep.
just went all in. And you guys can look at the gravel. That was definitely a cost, but I think longevity is going to be awesome. You know, for the guy parking in his motorhome,
yeah.
it's nice. So,
right.
You know, that was – it turned into – okay, let's do it at the last minute, you know, and it was to pull off a good regional, and it's turned into now, you know, eventually maybe having more of that because it is nice to park on. You know?
Yep.
Yes, Washougal's green and the grass is there, and there'll still be all the cool in the background camping stuff, you know, yep. especially for those at the National, but you know, on the weekend deals, it's nice having all that. And it was, you know, kind of a last minute deal right. with the weather that came, and I think it's turned into a blessing.
Yeah. Well then, yeah. And then it was updates to the tower. I mean, the tower yeah. got new doors. It got all, you know, a ton of work to it. There was a ton of new decking put in around yeah. the facility. So
yes, some ADA decks actually, yeah. which are cool, and they work good. You know, they don't obviously don't get as full during a Classic 7 weekend or a practice day, but you know, at the National, you know, they're used and they're in pretty good spots for, you know, those people.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the National a little bit more here, but yeah, it's the plans for future is, I mean, camping is getting tough for the National because everybody has a 50-foot motorhome, right? So we're currently working again. Last year, we were able to make it a bit better for some of the traffic in incoming and leaving. But what we want to do is continue to work on that. So I guess think about in the future, we'll be putting out some more updates on how that'll work exactly, yeah. how you'll purchase camping. There's a lot of ideas that we're looking at implementing about possible options where if you don't come in with a big vehicle, there's better, you know, there are different camping areas, yeah. showers, things like that. So stay tuned on that stuff. Now let's get into the elephant in the room, I guess, insurance, right? If you've yeah. been on social media at all, right, and you see anybody talking about tracks or racing around the United States, basically, probably there's a conversation about insurance. So insurance is one of those things where, I mean, every year a track re-ups their insurance. And yeah. there's kind of just a few things that, you know, that have been pushing in there. But, I mean, kind of from the top, it's like it's been a bit of a process this year for us.
Yeah, it has. I mean, Joe, you were in here for not even 20 minutes at my house and my phone rings and it was a local promoter that just got, you know, denied by one that you would never think would.
Yeah.
And so it's real right now. You know, things like, you know, you got pit bikes have been an issue. Parental, both parents signing and split families.
Yeah.
Is an issue. That's just all that's going to be tightened up. We got a plan. We're going to try to be ahead of it early.
Yeah.
Let people get some info early to maybe get both signatures.
Well, that's part of why we're talking yeah. now. Yeah. This is another way for instead mm-hmm. of, I think when I go off of it, right, like the hardest thing you could ever tell or do you ever work through, one of the hardest, I should say, at a track is when there's a kid there, he's on his bike. And he's riding and you have to go over and tell him that he can't ride his yeah. motorcycle, right? Yeah. Breaks my heart every time. So
I mean, we're here to ride our dirt bikes.
Yeah, it's hard to explain yeah. to the kids. So what we want to do is with some of this information, we want to get to you, the parents that are listening to this, on more of the reason why. Because we don't want you to get to that point to where yeah. so, you know, somebody from the you know staff here at Washougal is walking up going like, hey, we can't have your kid riding. And then you have to go tell your kid that, right? Yeah. And so, because as a parent, that sucks too, right?
Yeah.
Is to try to explain to your kid why they can't ride at the dirt bike track, you yeah. know? But.
Yeah, and there's little things like, you know, Woodland has its own little pit bike track. But, I mean, it's to the point with pit bikes to where on some of the meetings I've been on, and this is with, you know, 50, 75 tracks across the U.S. spread that maybe run bigger events. A couple of them have a pit bike track, but they make the kids push the bikes to the pit bike track to
right.
ride them.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's how serious this all is. It's just, that's kind of a funny little way, but I mean, it's real and it's, you know, getting our insurance or not and following the rules and
yeah.
And just establishing, you know, and that's why we're here talking about it earlier. We want people to be ready. We're, you know, we've done our best to try to.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this and you're probably scratching your head and you're about ready to start writing a comment on the yeah. internet, right?
Right. Right.
I would say this, right? Like, most tracks over, you know, that you go to probably has some sort of philosophy of like, hey, they don't want pit bikes, right? Just because the yeah. usually what happens is that we all love riding stuff. Somebody's got a pit bike out there. Yeah, I want to pop a wheelie too. I want yeah. to, let's hope there's garbage cans. Now we're racing, you know?
Yeah.
So that happens. But the other side of things, I would ask yourself, like, have you ever been hurt on a pit bike? Most of you are probably going to say yes. You know, maybe it wasn't you broke, you know, a limb or something, but you probably have scars on your shins or something, you know, that, that happened. I would say have most of you seen somebody get hurt on a pit bike at a track that wasn't on the track? Most of you are probably going to say yes. And then on the flip side, I would say, do you want to keep these places open and running, you know, the way that they should? And the answer is probably yes. So I think the big part about this pit bikes is it's not just screaming from the top levels, like no pit bikes. The reason why we're trying to explain this is in a different way is that the pit bike game has changed a little bit. The pit bike game has also changed to where there's a lot of electric stuff out there now. So if I'm walking down, you know, one of our gravel roads out here and I see somebody that I want to say hey to, and they're parked off to the side of that pit lane, and I go, oh, hey, what's going on? And I turn left. Well, you can't hear the electric bikes coming, right? Yep. And so we've had a lot of people get hurt just because they get hit by an electric bike. Or maybe there's a kid that doesn't understand it, too. The electric bikes are fast.
Yeah, and they're fun. I mean, yeah. you can't deny that. But they're just if it's got a throttle and it's going fast, I mean, it's a pit bike.
So the basically the download on the whole no pit bike things and why you're seeing it be more of a serious thing is what you brought up earlier, is that there's been a lot of accidents that are happening in the pit area that's not on the track. And what that does is, one is it raises a few red flags to insurance companies.
Yeah, you still
got to
report it, especially, you know, if it's stitches or it's, you know.
When we have to pull the first aid staff off of the racing facility into the pit area and help somebody that had an accident there, you're exactly right. We still have to say, hey, this is where it happened. This is, you know, there's still paperwork, I guess, involved with everything nowadays, right?
Yeah.
So moving into this year, I mean, it's a step to where, like, we just have to say there's no pit bikes. Now you can have a electric assisted mountain bike. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I think Motorsport Hillsboro has them for, I mean, it's almost free. The prices that they're selling them for down there, you know, if you want to grab one of those, we will allow, like, we were laughing earlier, but basically it has to have pedals or it has to have a spot for golf clubs. Right?
Because some
of those bigger events, and we're looking into creating, you know, like you have to sign up, you know, you have to basically register your golf cart, you know,
there's bigger tracks that do
stuff like that. So we're looking into that, but we really have to be, you know, we really have to let everybody know that if it has an engine and you're not racing it on the track, like don't bring it. We can't have it unless there's one time you're going to say Washougal doesn't allow pit bikes anymore. There's one time you can bring pit bikes, and it's the Pit in the Woods event at the end of the year. So keep dusting them off, keep buying parts for them. You know, we also have other fun events throughout the year where usually we'll create something special for those specific bikes, but we need to ask everybody for their help and not bringing those pit bikes. It's always easier to not ride them when they're not there. I mean, it's basically that way.
I mean, to be honest,
But it's never been easier to have a electric assisted mountain bike with pedals.
Yeah.
You know, because we have a lot of hills here at Washougal. It's never been easy to do that. Yeah. So that's kind of the one thing that the biggest change in this year is.
That's going to hit everybody. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. That's visual. That's not behind the scenes for me, you know.
And we want to get out there on this way is that it's not us not wanting to have everybody to have fun. It's coming down from, let's just call it a higher level, that's saying like, hey, we're seeing more of these accidents that aren't happening on your racetrack. And the racetrack is what we are insurancing, you know, or we are giving insurance for. So that's kind of like a behind the scenes on why you'll see a little bit more of the no pit bike action here at Washougal. But other things are, we want to, you know, skill levels, and this goes into, we're working with a new plan on how do we help new riders here at the track? How do we welcome them in a little bit better than, I mean, to be honest, as a community, the motocross community is, let's go ride. But when you show up at the track, it's like, if you've never been out
what is a yellow flag?
Yeah. What is a yellow flag? How do I get on the track? How do I know what practice I want to go into? So with our staff at the tower, just being able to get in front of it is a little bit more. I mean, I think that this goes for all facilities that, you know, around, we could all do better helping those new riders come in, because we want them all here. We want them. We want the gates to be full on race day. You know, we want everybody to be out here on a practice day. You know, getting better, just having fun on the track. So we want to do that. So we're working behind the scenes to offer Are You New, basically part of the page at WashUgleMXPK.com, having people here on staff for each day that is the basically that's the new rider welcome crew, because we want all of you guys to feel pumped to be here. I would also say to you guys, because you're probably maybe not a new person listening to this, that if somebody new parks next to you, like, help them out. Just let them know, like, hey man, just so you know, like, your practice is going to be two after mine when I come in. I'm in the intermediate and pro. You're the beginner. Just know that when I come in, those guys that are on the track, you're going to be up, you know, after them. And you know, for practice days, you always go on the old Torco Barrel corner. But if it's a race day, you're going to be going on usually down at the national start, if you know, or one of the whatever start we're running for that day.
Yeah, and on that, Joey, something we probably didn't even talk about pre this, but also is, you know, we're going to do better, you know, at our track, to better flagger meetings, you know, a little more training with all that, putting the right person in the right place. I mean, we try hard here, but there's some of that, you know. You brought up Brett Downey Foundation does some stuff with things. There's some more to all that out there, but, you know, there's some on us too. We're not just telling, you know, the riders they got to do all this. There's some stuff we, you know, we're going to look to do too, and try to be better on our end.
Yep. Yeah. Jeremy's already reached out this year on, like, hey, what can we do better this year? So he's on it. And, I think, I mean, we've, how many flaggers do we need? I should know this, but I don't know this.
On regular track, it's, you know, I go 12 to 13, right. And you need a reliever. You know, it's good. You know, we're more than most tracks, right?
That's what I was, the point I was getting to.
You don't cut corners, you know, yeah, a lot of people, you know, I mean, minimum wage is where it is. Flaggers are definitely, you know, needed, and we just we put them where they need to
be. Well, it even goes to National Day, right? They probably run more cable at the Wash Eagle National than probably a lot of the races, right?
Oh, we got the layout of our track.
Yeah, well, you can't shoot as far because of the trees, so you have to have more cameras, you have to have more cable.
I think at the National, we're like 48 flaggers.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for the pros, but they get a race under the yellow. It's a whole different thing. It would never be the safest.
Right. Well, I was just going after it. I remember we were trying to do, I mean, this goes back 10 plus years, but we were trying to shoot one of the PRO races here that we did too. We were doing them at Richland. We did them at Albany. You can find those on YouTube, but we realized that you had to at least have four video guys to be able to shoot, just the way that Wash Eagle goes over the hills and through the trees. You can't stand on top of the tower at Albany and get majority of the whole track. You know, you can't stand on the tower at Richland and get majority of the track. So that's always been a hard one. But yeah, we do have more flaggers than most facilities here locally. But yeah, they've been
per track layout. I mean, vision and all that. But
yeah, per capita of how the track's laid out for sure. So we're working through all those insurance updates. So we just want to get ahead of some of that and let you guys know kind of the reasons why we're going to be more strict on pit bikes. Some of the reasons why we want to, really make sure that skill levels in the minor releases, you know, really getting ahead of that and getting both parents to sign the minor releases. And we're working on having that set up a little bit easier on.
That's what I was going to say. It's just right here. Just, you know, streamlining that all some, you know, obviously both parents signing, making sure that happens. You know, there's some talk out there of maybe finding a way to have an annual release done in some of those instances, maybe for everybody. I'm not sure yet, guys, but that's the type of stuff we're working towards and streamlining it, making it quicker. You know, we have the kiosks and stuff at check-in that check in quick, but, you know, having a guarantee, like knowing the waivers are there, will be big, especially, you know, with the split families. That's really a big one, and we want to make that easier for them. That we don't want them to show up and it be hard. So hopefully we have some, you know, I'll have a little more information for that in the next few weeks, you know, before our season starts.
Yep. So then that leads us into kind of more of the fun stuff, I guess, that we're getting into. So we've been talking about Seattle Supercross is coming up. We're always doing marketing for this season's National that's going to be coming up on the 19th of July. We're going to be giving away some cool stuff. So this year's Seattle Supercross is going to be happening. Last year, what we did is leading up to that, if you bought tickets, and all of this will be posted. I think this is going to launch on Monday. So Monday the 10th, mm-hmm, is going to come up. So it's a Seattle Supercross. Basically, it's a Washougal MX ticket giveaway. Monday, you'll see more info on this, which would actually probably be, since this is probably posted Tuesday, I probably don't even need to say that, but that's when you're always working in the future.
Well, it'll get started on the 11th.
Let's clean it up. Right now, yeah, we have a sweepstakes, and you can win if you buy tickets for this year's Washougal National between the 10th and the 24th. We're going to be giving away two tickets to come hang out with us at Seattle Supercross in the Washougal suite. So you get to come up there and watch from the top. So
yeah, it's really cool. I think it's on, I hope I got this right, but I think it's on the kind of the south end this year, a little easier from us coming
the
up.
The warm end.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Because some of the last
suites
have been
pretty
cold. Yeah,
not close to the Hawk's Nest, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. So between the 10th and the 24th, again, by the time you hear this, the info will already be posted, but if you buy tickets between the 10th and the 24th, we're going to draw a name, and that person gets two tickets to the Washougal suite for this year's Seattle Supercross. Now, we're also going to run that same promotion all the way through the 29th, which is the Seattle Supercross, because we will be down in the pit party. We'll have our Washougal tent and everything set up. You'll be able to, from the 24th to the 29th, if you're buying tickets, you get a $10 off pit pass. And then, but most importantly, if you buy tickets through this entire time between the 10th and the 29th, is to show up at Seattle there and walk on down and find us in the pits. And there'll be a QR code. Basically, you could fill out you're getting the grand prize, which is four tickets to this year's Washougal National, VIP tickets, camping, parking, the whole thing. So we're going to invite you to come have fun with us.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're 21 and over, also, we will throw in the 10-barrel deck. Mm-hmm. But if you're not 21, obviously, you're not going there.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a cool deal, and you guys can figure the value out. But it's just fun, and you guys have supported us, the fans, you know, up there doing this. They look forward to it. We get a lot of returns every year.
Right.
And hope they win.
Yeah. So, yeah, just remember, if you're listening to this right now, information is out on this sweepstakes between the 10th and the 24th. If you buy a ticket, your name goes in to win two tickets to the Washougal suite at the Seattle Supercross. And then we'll find you. You can buy tickets all the way up to the 29th, which is the Seattle Supercross. And when you see us there at Seattle, come by, and then you have a chance to fill out a ticket and see if we're going to pull those names and then see who wins the VIP, four VIP tickets to the Washougal National.
Yeah. And if you have already bought your tickets and then you get there and you fill out the VIP thing, you know, it's nice. That's kind of the purpose is, you know, you bought your tickets for the National and then you fill out the VIP. Obviously, if you've already bought tickets, we're going to refund those and then you get your new package, you know. And so, because I've had that question before, and I think one of the years we've actually had that happen.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, if you already bought tickets, you're not losing out.
Yep.
You got early tickets.
Get to the booth at least.
Yeah, just stop by Seattle Supercross, mm-hmm, and then you have a chance to upgrade your tickets, is basically what it is. Upgrading to a whole VIP program. So yeah, we've kind of gone through a lot. Again, we want to do this every month, basically annually each month, to kind of go over what's happening and what's going to be new. Again, if you have questions maybe you want us to handle, maybe there's like, why does Andy wear sweatpants all the time, you know, or if he wears shorts. It's if he wears shorts, you know that there's going to be perfect weather for that day's event. If he wears sweatpants, you might want to be dusting off the tear-offs.
Well, I mean, Abide Moto just wants to know if he's going to get on the track or not.
So this weekend, obviously, we already just had our first kind of annual early practice, so we're going to be lucky to get out. But then as you look at the schedule, that's posted on WashougalMXPK.com, where March 8th looks like the first full MX, regular season MX practice. And then hopefully we can keep that field track around, which we've been having a ton of fun with. And then that leads into April 19th. which in April we'll do another one of these, but that'll be the motocross practice, and that leads into our first Classic 7 series, which is April 26th and April 27th. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the Classic 7 series sponsors for this year, all the sponsors we talked about earlier are already in, but if you'd like to be a part of that, reach out to myself or Ryan, or send a email to info@washugalmxpark.com. We also have plenty of options for this year's vendors area for Washugal. So if you're interested in that, maybe your company, maybe you're launching something that you want to showcase, or you're selling something, we have opportunities for that also. So get in touch with us. But yeah, that's going to do it for this one. We're heading into season 54 here, and lots of fun stuff happening in March here at Washugal, and that'll lead us into April and then the full season.
Yeah. Thanks, Joey. It's good to get on here and get this started. Look forward to more. Definitely got some more stuff to share, and look forward to updating people where we head with this year.
Cool. Well, we'll see you guys all at the track.
See you guys.